Whatever the cool girls are doing, do the opposite. First of all, 9 times out of 10 in these trend pieces, cool girl is just referring to women who are white, thin, rich, and generally on social media. That, by the way, goes double for all of like the French girl chic shit, which at this point just feels like racist propaganda to me, because how many times do we have to listen to the fact that these women are wearing no makeup except a bold red lip and air drying their hair? Like, there's only so many times you can influence us into buying Rapetto ballet flats, we get it. But more importantly, in our nightmarish algorithm driven era, anytime something reaches the critical mass necessary to be deemed what the cool girls are doing, like, it's already done. Like those cool girl restaurants, you can absolutely guarantee you're gonna have to wait in line for 2 hours starting at 3 p.m. so you can pay for the privilege of eating a chicken McNugget with some caviar on it. The cool girl manicures are gonna be a color that looked good on one person one time but is unflattering to like 90% of skin tones. Most of the fashion trends are gonna be more based on having a certain type of body than any level of style. If they're all going to one town in Italy this summer, you can guarantee that's the last town you would want to spend your vacation in. It used to be that one of the perks of adulthood is that you're no longer in those artificially concentrated social environments like high school or college where there's an extremely narrow definition of what and who defines cool. But social media has successfully recreated those dynamics with none of the auxiliary benefits of a school environment. Like, we don't even get a campus to walk on. So a good rule of thumb in the meantime is that if you are hearing all of the cool girls are doing X, do Y.